Welcome back to New Rockstars. What If Episode 5 showed us the MCU through the lens of The Walking Dead and also put together the most unlikely team-up of heroes that we've ever seen. And also, do we have to keep watching Vision die? Like, can we get a break, like, one time? Like, I've seen Vision die more times than I've, said the word the today. And I said the a lot today. Anyways, this is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the nerdy titles that we love. My name is MT, and going rogue with me today is the always hilarious and always incredibly talented Jessica Clemens. What's going on, Jess?
Hey, I was paying attention.
No one saw that. She was totally paying attention the entire time.
I was.
And also, the soon-to-be newest papa in the new Rockstars universe, Tom Michelson. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, guys. If you hear screaming in the background, I'm going to tell my wife to wait because we got to do new Rockstars first. But then I'll be jetting out right after this. So just a quick heads up. Okay, just FYI.
Thank you. Name your baby after me. And also we have prolific gamer and zombie hunter extraordinaire, Angelica Trey. What's going on?
Oh my God, that was such a good title. I love that. Zombie hunter. Let's go.
Hey, you got the proof. You got the proof. You got the bow and arrow. You were a zombie hunter, like on Twitter. I see.
Yeah, it's going to be here.
All right. So, What If Episode 5, the latest episode, pretty crazy. We got a bunch of zombies, a lot of crazy shit. And we see that everyone is infected on Earth. But are there other characters who haven't arrived to our planet at this point in the timeline safe from the virus? Like, are Captain Marvel, the Guardians of the Galaxy, and whoever else is out there free from the infection? Or could we see these zombies still leave the planet and infect those people? What do you guys think?
I think this is in the timeline, in the movie's timeline. So we have Hulk, Bruce Banner slashing into the Sanctorum. And so he was supposed to relay the information that Thanos is coming, right? So right. I think we still have we have Guardians, we have Captain Marvel, and we have Thor still up in space. Whether or exactly. not, because at the end of the episode, we see Thanos getting all the stones. So even with getting all the stones, we still have Rocket, Groot, and him going to get the Stormbreaker to go get the sword hammer. So I think, since those people are out there, they haven't yet got the infection because it is on Earth. But with that being said, that doesn't mean that those zombies can't go into space, because as we see in the episode, they're still able to use their equipment. They're not allowed to speak, right. but they can still use their equipment. So they're smart enough to know how to use their powers and how to get to where they were. So I think the specific people that would do that are the minions of Thanos that were already there. They're able to go back into space and they can infect those that are still in space. But that's what I think. That's why I think. I don't think people in space have it right now, but they could still get it. I think it's not impossible, unless you're built like the Hulk and you have the skin that is impenetrable.
So far.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So you think it's possible?
I think it's possible.
I definitely think it's possible too, if it hasn't already happened, right? We've seen everyone still have their powers. So it's just a matter of time before they run out of fresh live food and they start to venture out. I don't know how long necessarily the zombies can go without feeding, so to speak, but I definitely think it's going to spread out across the universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I think that one way that they could spread across the universe is, you know, we've seen Doctor Strange and Wong being able to open portals, and we know that from Endgame that they were able to open a portal across planets. Maybe, you know, the magical side of the Marvel Universe will be how they get across the galaxy. But they're going to be leaving the planet for sure. I mean, come on. They're probably going to be leaving the What If series, and we're going to get a Marvel animated zombie show after this because it was so popular. But but yeah, I think that this is actually one of the first signs of how this show might all connect and wrap up and make sense. Because I'm wondering now if the zombies are going to jeopardize all the realities and all, you know, not just space, but like other timelines, other realities. Because the Watcher has made it really clear that, you know, he doesn't want to interfere because he doesn't want to jeopardize other realities. But what if, like in the comics, you know, what if they do branch out to other timelines and realities? And that's what, you know, causes the Watcher to actually do something. And that's what could he could say, you know what, now we got to bring the heroes of the multiverse together and sure. and fight these threats. And in that, on that same thread, like, you know, there's other people that are alive too. Maybe the Chitauri are alive, maybe the Skrulls are alive, and you know, now it could be a zombie army of people versus the space side of Marvel that are, you know, have now come to Earth to try to make this happen. Who knows? The last thing I was going to say is I also am wondering if one way they can branch out, because the other thread that the other thing that they've been kind of hinting at is this tentacled Shuma-Gorath or whatever multidimensional monster this is. What if somehow the zombies get their hands on that guy, zombify his ass, and then now he maybe can help them travel or do whatever? That's already like, that would be insane.
That I'm trying to think of a way. Scenario.
Yeah, oh that would be worst God. Case. Yeah, you need like 80 Stormbreakers to take care of that guy. But I'm wondering if this guy being some kind of interdimensional timeless being will be a way to get zombified, because they're not going to have Galactus in this, you know, like they had in the comics. So maybe they'll use this guy as a big bad to help them move and spread. I don't know, like the Flood in Halo.
Does he have a mouth?
We haven't seen, have we? No, I don't.
Oh, no, we haven't seen his.
How's he going to spread it?
That's good point.
This is
good
true. This is true.
Each sucker has teeth, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh, why? Why did you give me this mental image?
I'm like, ooh, why did you give me this mental image?
Oh, Jess is into it.
Also, you're welcome.
More like, why did you give me this mental image? I like the idea. I with this episode and what you're saying, I was wondering, when does the virus stop? Because we saw that he couldn't get Vision because he was basically a walking computer. I love him. I'm allowed to say that and call him that. So I was like, is there another kind of species out there that it's biased to? And what if that is the giant tentacle monster, it being like one of the most powerful, like, because like Doctor Strange had to absorb its power in the last episode. So I'm like, I know they got Doctor Strange, but I'm like, what if it doesn't like it? Like, what does the virus, there's a lot of, not this episode is amazing, but there's loose ends where I'm like, you didn't answer this and I need to know. Like, that is one of the biggest things. And I like the idea of the big bad in this episode just being Hank Pym, because we're giving him the same credit as we give Iron Man, where we're like, we need to remember that Iron Man's the reason for a lot of problems that are happening in the MCU, just like Hank Pym is the problem for this. Like, I don't, he's the big bad, but I want to know where the virus would ever stop if it wouldn't go for the tentacle monster or any other being off the planet.
Right, or if it would mutate, right, for different species. Yeah.
Gamma variant. Kind of like the Hulk, because, you know, he's fighting all them zombies, and Scarlet Witch, granted she's not like the Scarlet Witch, maybe she's still Wanda, you know, Hot Topic Wanda in this, but, you know, maybe she could somehow infect him, I don't know, like...
God forbid, the worst person to get the virus in the MCU got the virus. Scarlet Witch. Yo, when she got it, I was like, what's the point? I was like, what's the damn
I was like, it's done. It's over. Scenario. Just done.
I was like, she's a zombie that's just like, I'm going to tear up the entire universe to eat. I was like, oh, God.
That's a good point, Jess. Actually, she might be a Nexus zombie. And maybe that could be a way all of a sudden, whoa, it just got real.
She was trapped behind that mirror. But she should have just bounced out into any of the unknown worlds. She could have
exactly bounced out. Yep. This is now we got a Nexus being zombie that could just blow the doors open.
That opens the door for like all sorts of craziness. Yeah. Like, now, like, technically the zombies could show up in like a Loki or a Multiverse of Madness type situation.
Yeah.
In live action. Like, we could see these guys in live action, which would be super dope.
Loki season 2. Yeah. You guys better do
that.
I think the virus probably couldn't attack that many with the mutant gene. Now that I'm like thinking about, I was like, how would it affect the people with the mutant gene, where like a lot of them can like regenerate themselves, kind of not like how the Hulk can, but
or
like,
Colossus, you know, maybe his skin. Yeah, they can't bite through
how
that.
How the hell do those people? How do those people get attacked?
Yeah,
I have a lot of loose ends. I got a lot of questions.
Well, these zombies are like persistent, because I even saw like they're intelligent. Right? They were climbing hope and like punching through that visor.
Or the Iron Man one of the zombies, like flying. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the ones we've seen, at least in other media, they're sort of dumb and slow and you know, they just have like a base instinct. So yeah, there's a lot of options with these zombies. And I'd also like to note that I've never rooted for a zombie couple before until I saw freaking Wanda and Vision. I was like, no, I started crying over
them.
Isn't
it the saddest part that it's in New Jersey? So it's probably the plot of land that he wanted with her.
My heart was breaking.
Yeah, zombie Vision with Wanda, dead Wanda and dead, and they're going to have the whole Wanda Vision series, but zombies.
We're going to New Jersey, and it was so dark too. Like I would rather have what Wanda did in WandaVision. This was so dark of Vision to be like, "Yeah, I'm just chopping up pieces of T'Challa to feed my wife. Like she's hungry. I gotta feed her something."
Mega dark. I was like, I can't believe that they chose T'Challa.
It turned into Saw. It turned into like Saw 3 immediately, and I was like,
"You know, and the fact that came in
soul food."
Yeah, and that, the fact that that came in too, like when they got to the compound and they found Vision, it's like, we can make a cure. I was like, okay, I know where this is going. We're going to be done in about 5 minutes. And then when Vision gave that look, it's like, you won't find what you're looking for. I was like, what is going? And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, I had no idea what the hell was going on in this episode.
You see,
like,
Scarlet Witch.
I thought I did, but I didn't. Yeah, it just went crazy in a good way. In a good way.
These are all fantastic theories. I'm going to give the ladies 1,000 points each, but I gotta give my man over there, the father to be, 2,000 points.
Whoa! Thanks, I appreciate that, because now I gotta give some points to my future son. So thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So he actually is at 1,000 like the rest
split
of us.
Yeah, so 1,000 points for you. 1,000.
Then I got 1,000 child credit for extra. Thank you. I appreciate that.
But yes, we've got some more theories about where the God of Thunder was during the zombie outbreak. But first, there's some brand new limited edition Shang-Chi inspired shirts over at newrockstarsmerch.com. And it's called The Great Protector, and it's got a cool dragon design, and it comes in 3 colors. There's a limited supply of these, so snap one up quick, and you'll be getting yourself a cool shirt, and you'll be helping support New Rockstars and all the content that we make. So get yourself some great new dirty gear at newrockstarsmerch.com. But this episode was also brought to you by Upstart. If you're carrying a credit balance month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt, like the cycle of violence you find yourself in when your father is a 1,000-year-old killing machine. But Upstart can help you make that final payment so that you can break the cycle and get ahead. Because Upstart is a fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one fixed monthly payment. I literally used it the other day. The process for applying is very quick. Upstart knows that you're more than just your credit score and is expanding access to affordable credit. But unlike other lenders, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan. And with a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. So find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/rogue. That is upstart.com/rogue. And don't forget to use the URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. So please go to upstart.com/rogue. And we also want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode, because guys, there's nothing sexier than confidence, and Blue Chew can help give you confidence where it counts, because Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. And you can take them anytime, day or night. And so you can plan ahead or just be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now the process is simple. Sign up to bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. So if you could benefit from some extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a great deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code ROGUE at checkout, and then just pay $5 in shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code ROGUE to receive your first month for free. And so visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the show. So let's get on to our second topic of the day. Where the hell did Thor go during all this? Because with Asgard being destroyed in Ragnarok, and now Earth fully infected, where do Thor and the remaining Asgardians go? Like, where else in the universe could they establish a new Asgard? And, like, why didn't Thor help Earth during all this? Like, what the hell's going on? What do you guys think?
Because he's a god. Duh.
So Jess already mentioned this, but with the timeline of this episode, it is parallel to Infinity War. So that means that Thor is somewhere like building Stormbreaker, I suppose, or like eventually Thor is going to come back, and what end up in Wakanda, right? And get experience with the zombies firsthand that way, even though Wakanda's safe right now. So I think that's just sort of, if we do want to align the timelines here and assume that it's pretty parallel, then yeah, that's the case.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I think okay. I agree with Angelica agreeing with me. I think Thor's up in space, but I do like the idea, if we want to shake up the timeline a little bit, Asgard finding a new home within Wakanda. So what if it ran, this is rogue theory, so I'm trying to go rogue. So what if in the time, like, take away the timeline a little bit, but like, what if instead of like all the fighting happening, or just like, because we have zombie Thanos right now, somehow the Valkyrie finds her way to Wakanda. And in Wakanda, they're like, why would you leave? Because I think it's good to acknowledge, like, they're there for everyone now. They're aware that they're, like, open now. So I think they would be like, just make a new land here. Like, we have all this land. Yeah. You can just take the south side. You can take the part on the other side of the tracks. Like, go ahead. You only got about 50 people anyways. It's not going to be that big
and
of
like,
a deal.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind the help against the
zombies.
Yeah,
exactly. And yeah. I think it would be really fun for, like, even them to learn. Because when we see the new Asgard, they're just, like, building and moving logs and doing stuff. I think it would really be fun to see how they work with, like, Winston C. Dukes, like, in the mountains tribe in Wakanda. And just learning from each other and learning how to, like, just the agriculture and also how to fight better and also about the technology of Wakanda. So I would love Asgard and Wakanda to become one, but just still they have their own land and their own space, but they're just still like within Wakanda. So I would love for new Asgard to be there.
I love Jessica agreeing with Angelica, who agreed with Jessica earlier. I really like that. That was really great. But yeah, and I think, you know, like they were saying, yeah, Thor is definitely out there. I think the space part of the story is still happening. So Guardians are still there. Thor was still getting Stormbreaker, and I guess Thanos must have caught Peter and Gamora at nowhere, because that's how he was able to. That's how he has the Reality Stone already at that end scene. He probably brought Gamora to Vormir, sacrificed her, got the Soul Stone, and that's how he got has all the stones. But what's interesting is like I missed it the first time. I thought that picture of zombie Thanos was like out in space somewhere. He's in Wakanda. Like, he's already penetrated. If you, I had to pause it and see that he's surrounded by Dora Milaje and other. And so the zombies bang on the wall. We're trying to get out. And so Thanos is already there. And Peter and T'Challa and Scott Lang's head are about to land in Wakanda. That's already been taken over and overrun. So I think that they're going to land. And then we'll have the moment of Thor and Rocket and Groot coming down. And then it's going to have to get real there. And because hopefully Thor survives and this time goes for the head. Because you know, we all know in zombie shows, you got to take off the head. But that's the part that I'm a little bit, because it seems like they've taken a little bit. They're taking some liberties with the timeline, because Thanos only went to Wakanda in Infinity War because the Mind Stone was already there.
Yeah. With
so right. Now in this one, it's, oh, he's already taken over. So unfortunately, maybe M'Baku is already a zombie. Maybe he's not.
Oh no.
Maybe but Shuri's still, a zombie. Still... Maybe she's not, because if he's taken over Wakanda, there's probably only a few people still like not zombified. True. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, he's still looking for that last stone.
Right. The Mind Stone. And they're bringing
the Mind Stone,
it. Yeah, they're bringing it to him pretty much. He's there waiting for it.
So they could still be alive, the people that were around Vision's body. Also, so I looked back at the hand that I got from Disneyland, and I was like, which stone is on the front? And I was like, yeah. It's the Mind Stone. Yeah. But yeah, so they could still potentially be alive, and he might have just got the guards guarding Wakanda right
sure,
now.
Sure, yeah, or just
not
some
to
yeah.
say that he's still not going to get it.
What's his end plan?
That's a
I
good
think he's still trying to get the whole thing, but it's like when you're eating flesh, you don't really need.
No, so I think what he's gonna do is he's gonna if he can even think this clearly because he's a zombie, he wants to double the population and make more food. If anything, instead of cutting people in half, he wants to make double or triple or whatever. I think that's what his plan is.
Here's the thing though, right? If you're like a really hungry zombie or if there's a horde of zombies and you're hungry, wouldn't you be eating the whole body? It seems like they're just biting people. So it seems like this zombie virus just kind of drives you to get bitey and aggressive, kind of like a rage virus. But they're undead. So I am trying to figure out this end plan here. Is it just like
at the beginning they ate the people. Yeah. They straight up ate the but then I was also like they ate aliens, so yeah. maybe they're eating aliens but not eating people, which is
then racist. Hope would be like yeah. a buffet,
but I think that's like yeah, just right? normal zombie movie rules, like yeah sometimes yeah. zombies want to eat the whole body and sometimes they just want to turn people,
they just want to snack.
It depends on whatever the story needs. Yeah,
I think it's a very Disney thing of being like, we can't show them eating Captain America.
Right.
I'm gonna give everybody 3,000 points for that amazing commentary. Everybody yeah. gets 3,000 points because teamwork. I love all of you. So we still have Tom in the league, but that leads us to Ooh. Our Rogue question. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Because by the time that this episode of Rogue Theory is out, the Matrix Resurrections trailer will have premiered, but none of us have seen it yet. So right now, give me your wildest predictions for the plot of Matrix 4 or what we could see in the trailer.
So it's called Matrix Resurrections. So I think they're going to resurrect Neo, who is right. the one, but not the first one. And they're also going to resurrect the first one. Everyone's resurrected. And we're going to have all
Trinity
the ones.
Resurrected? Yeah, all the ones. Everyone's. Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to like tie in, you know, they're going to definitely, because the Matrix was ahead of its time as far as like tech and computers. I wonder if now they're going to tie it into our world now. So like, it'll have to do with like cell phones and apps and like maybe even social media, like jumping in. And
oh
VR, who knows? They're probably. I wonder if they're gonna try to tie it into all this stuff. And I feel like if they do, it's a really slippery slope to do it cool. It's gonna be really tough. But I think they might try to resurrect either that, or they're gonna resurrect the old phones, that Nokia phones, or the ones that you pop and slide out. All those old cell phones. That's what they're really resurrecting.
Yeah.
Old
Can
phones
you imagine?
And phone booths.
Could you imagine VR in the Matrix where it's already like a simulated?
It already is VR. Well, no, it's not VR. You're so in
it's
it.
It's a simulation.
Yeah.
So it's like a simulation within a simulation. Wow, that's Whoa. Next level.
Okay, so we got the Matrix Resurrection. Boom, right? And I think there's it's gonna be two of them, right? And they're gonna
two matrixes.
Two matrixes. Two
matrices.
Matrices.
Two Keanu Reeves, right?
Yes, matrices.
And they have to
yes.
break into this building to get this formula. It's like an anti-gene. I don't know what you want to call it. To destroy this virus that got everybody in the world, right? So they break into the building. There's a bunch of booby traps. And there's a little girl there that says that you are all going to die down here. And then one of them turns into Nemesis. I'm just
Wait,
saying
is this
what
Resident
happened.
Evil? Is this Matrix? Resident Evil?
Isn't this like the first Resident Evil movie plot?
Okay, so the Matrix Brigade is going to come and shot that
guy. It could have worked
guy.
Until Nemesis.
When you said the little girl, like, you're all going to die down here. I was like, I've heard that somewhere
this
before.
This is Resident Evil, Jessica. I'm like, okay, you got me. I don't know that much about the Matrix.
You were close.
I know Keanu Reeves is in it.
You were close. Remember Justin and Matrix Reloaded? There was the beginning where Trinity had to jump in and go into that building to steal something. So you were picking up something
yeah.
there.
Okay.
I got you. I got you.
I've seen
yeah.
the movie.
Yeah. I got you.
What if in the Matrix, like, we got super cyberpunk with it and we were, like, jumping consciousness? If Neo can jump like bodies and consciousness, I know he could probably change his body. Like
I know Kung Fu.
yeah. Like all, I don't know. What if we get all like Ghosts in the Shell on it? I don't know. That would be cool.
Like hackers, and it's a bunch of teens. And it's Matthew Lillard and Angelina Jolie are breaking into the system.
What if this is like a major form of synergy? Because when you said cyberpunk, I was thinking Cyberpunk the game, and then Keanu Reeves is in the game, and then Neo jumps into the video game, and this is a whole Xbox Series X commercial. Or, you know, PS5 glitching. And then at the end, everybody wants to go buy Cyberpunk. Yeah, that's probably what happens.
Yeah, it starts glitching and they refuse to give people's money back.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they explain why it's okay.
This is a stab at you, Cyberpunk. Give me my money back.
Well, these were all amazing pitches. But you know what? I've got to give a whopping 3,000 points to Miss Angelica Trey, because I really dig that idea. I dig it. It's just, it's so good of an idea.
The everyone,
so, like that's I would all you.
Because like, anything cyberpunk,
I love all the ones. I love the theory of the ones and the cyberpunk consciousness stuff.
Yeah,
it's dope.
Yeah.
Making Angelica our winner of the day.
Woo!
Congratulations, Angelica. Let's get claps.
Well, thank you.
Let's say my future son won't eat, but that's okay. Congratulations.
Matrix. It's like stealing points from a baby. Yep, that's what they
right
say.
Right out of a baby's mouth. So
now you have to name your son Angelica. That's the rules.
Done.
The rules.
No problem.
Well, that is it for this episode of Rogue Theory. I want to thank our guests, Jessica Clemens, Tom Michelson, and Angelica Trey. Please follow them all on social media and follow them whatever they're doing. They're all doing amazing things. Please do that because they're all my nerd buddies. And we love supporting nerds. But also support our channel by checking out that new Lace Obsession shirt inspired by Shang-Chi, that Great Protector shirt, as well as our great merch at newrockstarsmerch.com. Follow me at Mastertainment if you want to see some weird shit. And most importantly, follow us at, you know, New Rockstars on Twitter and everywhere we are. So you think you can see all the weird, cool stuff that we post. All right. See you guys next time. Goodbye.